Good morning, everybody, and welcome here to Dover International Speedway. We're going to go ahead and start our media availability for the Gander Outdoors 400, and we're joined by Ryan Blaney, driver of the number 12 PPG Ford for Team Penske. We'll go ahead and open the floor up for questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. Questions for Ryan Blaney. We'll go to Bob.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. NASCAR announced its 2019 rules package the other day. Can slower be better?
It can be in multiple things, but I think it's good. You know, they adjusted it from the All-Star package. Honestly, I thought the All-Star package was too slow, so it's nice they added some horsepower back to the mile and a half, so then, you know, a lot more. Well, stay the same at the short tracks and road courses, so that's nice. But we'll see. You know, I thought the All-Star package was had some bright spots in it, and I thought they could make some improvements to some things, and I think they did that. So, and I feel like the racing will be better than we even saw at the All-Star race because teams can have more time with the cars and understand them more, and NASCAR can test them and all sorts of things. So, we'll just see how it goes. I think it's going to be fine. You know, you don't bash anything. I think it's going to be fine. So, I'm excited to see what it's like. If we can get a couple tests here in the off season, which I'm sure there'll be, and then the first race with that package that doesn't have the ducks in them, but is Atlanta. So, we'll see what comes of it. But I'm all for it. Whatever they can do to make. I know we talked about it a lot in the driver council deal, and the RTA has been a part of it, and I feel like we all kind of came to a conclusion, and that's what they went with, and you know, I'm behind it 100%. So we'll see how it does.
Additional questions, we'll go to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, Kicking the Tires.net and PRN. A couple real quick. Over the past week, what's it been like knowing that you put your mark in history at the first winner through the Roval?
Oh, you know, you do a few media things, and you have fun Sunday night. It was nice to have the whole 12 team out, and brought some really good business to this good bar I go to in Mooresville, so that was nice. And but honestly, you know, and Monday we do our victory deal at the race shop with every single Team Penske employee, and then Tuesday, really even after that deal on Monday, you're already looking forward to Dover. You know, it's good to celebrate these wins, but then you're focused on the next week. So, you know, there's just been a couple more things you do, and you see everybody in the shop, and they're really excited. So it's nice to see their faces, but you're focused immediately on, you know, the next round, next race, and trying to do it again. So,
and speaking of next round, next race. We're here at Dover, but next weekend we'll be at Talladega, and the Penske cars have been really fast there. Your outlook going into next week?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really put a ton of thought into it. It's kind of all just been this weekend at Dover, but yeah, I think the Penske cars and Ford in general have been really, really fast at speedways here. Penske cars for sure over the past, you know, 3-4 years, and it's been fun to be a part of, and you know, everything's up in the air there. Things can go wrong for you, and it's not your fault. But I think our cars have been really fast to for us to be able to try to control most of the race. I feel like sometimes we've all been able to get, you know, 3 or 4 of our cars with the 21 car up there and kind of control everything. So that's what you want. You want to be able to run your race and lead lanes and kind of make the lanes do what you want. And if you show up there with a fast enough car, more than likely that you're going to have a lot of help just because people want to go with a fast car. So that's been a luxury we've had here over the last few years, and hopefully we can do it again. I don't really see them slowing down, but I think all the Fords in general work very well with each other. So we'll see what we can do, but it'll be you know, just another Talladega. I don't dislike the place. I personally enjoy speedway racing, so you just try to, like I said, be able to control the race by running up front, and I think that's the best spot to be to try to stay out of trouble and things like that. But you never know what can happen.
Ryan, I was wondering if you could ask or talk a little bit about if any input you had on the new rules package as a young driver. Did you have any input as a young driver talking with NASCAR with that, or was that something that was more prone to some of the veteran drivers?
It's, you know, in our driver council meetings, you know, kind of, there's a mixture. There's a couple of us young ones, you know, myself and William Byron's in it. And, you know, Logano, you can count him as a young, middle-aged man. But, but yeah, you know, there's Kyle Busch and Harvick and Keselowski and McMurray, Truex, you know, people who have been around the sport for a while. And I think that's, you know, that's how they want it to be. You know, you want a good mixture of experience. And, yeah, you give your input, whether it's, you know, my input might be a little bit less than, let's say, a Kevin or Keselowski. But they listen to everybody, and you can't be afraid to voice your opinions, no matter. You know, they're never going to look at you like you're stupid, and you know, because every, you know, there's no such thing as a dumb question or dumb idea in that. We're all just spitballing ways to try to make the sport better. But yeah, I might have a little bit less things to say than some other ones, but that's just kind of how I've always been.
Additional questions for Ryan? Go to Claire.
Claire B. Langshire, XM NASCAR Radio. You know, with the scrapping that went on for points and the three-way tie last week, drivers and teams knew that every point mattered. But when you go back and listen and think about it, you got to believe coming into this race, everybody's even more focused on that. And yet you all knew that, right?
Yeah, you scrap for every point you can every race, you know. And you look back on it, it's pretty incredible that we've had three races and in the first round and all those stage points that go into it. And it came down to a three-way tie at the end. That's pretty remarkable. I had no idea about that until a little bit after the race, but that just shows how important every spot is, no matter if it's at the end of the race or in stage one, stage two. There's so many spots to gain points nowadays or lose points in this system we're in. It every point definitely matters, which, you know, everyone obviously goes for as many points as they can, you know, in the stages and at the end of the race, but it just shows how close the competition is and how tight everything can be. So, and it, you know, it shows that, you know, it can go from a really good day to a really bad day or vice versa. And, that's why you see really hard racing in these playoffs because of the stage points and how everything can play out. And, you just try to get everything you can. I think that's why it's, really improved the excitement of racing. I think every week, but in the playoffs for sure, just because every spot counts, obviously.
We'll go to Nate and then to Lee.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Ryan, I saw that you were playfully miffed that there was a media outlet that didn't have you picked going beyond the round of 12. Does the Roval victory stamp you guys, do you feel like, as more of a championship contender? And do you feel like people are underrating you in terms of your ability to get to Miami?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I had a few to drink that night when I said that. And I saw that, and it rubbed me the wrong way, and I was just messing around. But maybe, but you know, I don't know if it really ups us as being a championship favorite. You know, I don't, just because you win a race and in the circumstances that we won the race in, you know, we weren't the best race car that weekend last week, but I don't really think it elevates us or hurts us winning that race. I think it just, you know, as far as the outside kind of sees, I feel like it's more of a confidence builder inside the 12 team and inside our whole group that really gets everyone fired up and big momentum for our team. So I wouldn't say we're a championship favorite. I'd say we're in the hunt. Honestly, we've been in the hunt all year. I feel like we've kind of been on the cusp of being right there where we need to be, just finding that little bit more from the speed standpoint of the race car and myself. I think we're close. I don't think we're a favorite, but I think we're getting close to where we need to be, which is nice. And to see the progress that we've had, you know, throughout the year, it's really been fun to be a part of and witness in person.
Go to Lee and then to Brian.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. Ryan, I take it you guys have – the improvements you guys have made have been, you know, aero or, you know, mechanical-wise because, you know, clearly Stuart Haas Racing has been fine as far as the horsepower goes. So – you know, that being said, where, you know, on the track, if you were going to explain to a layperson, where are you finding the most speed in your cars right now? And I have a short follow-up.
I think everywhere, you know, you find little things all the time, from a little bit in the wind tunnel to you know, new mechanical grip that you find as far as just, you know, new parts and pieces that maybe lighter or do their job a little bit better. So I think it's everything. You never really find huge chunks of speed throughout the year. It's always just a little bit here and there. And but a little bit goes a really long way, you know, when you're going that fast and, you know, when you're that aero dependent or things like that. So I can't really point out anything specifically. It's just little things all over the place, from aero to mechanical grip to, you know, we find horsepower too. You know, Roush Yates constantly finds a little bit more horsepower, whether it's you know, strictly power, or maybe they save a little bit of weight somewhere in their block or something like that. You know, it's everything. So you're just constantly searching for ways. But yeah, it's a little bit everything. So.
And how has your relationship evolved with Josh Williams?
Yeah, so Josh, I got running with Josh in 2015. He was A.J. Allmendinger's spotter in 2014, and he was looking to do something different. And 2015 is when I was going to run up like 15 races on the Cup side. So Joey Meyer used to spot for me in Xfinity and trucks, and obviously that wasn't going to work anymore if I was doing that many Cup races. And you want someone who you can try to build a relationship with. So I sat down with Josh, and I didn't really know him at all. And we had lunch together, and he seemed like a really, really calm guy. And, you know, his dad's been around the sport for a long time. And it just kind of clicked, and it's been really fun to work with him pretty much my whole Cup career. He's a really, you know, great person who understands the sport, is a heck of a golfer, for those who don't know. And he tried to teach me, and I'm unteachable on that side of it. But, no, it's been a lot of fun to get to know him and get to work with him for the years. And I really don't plan on doing anything different. As far as the spotter aspect, so that's going well.
That was going to be my question. How much money is he taking from you on the golf course?
Zero, because I know I'm not stupid enough to bet with a pro, pretty much. He was a pro golfer. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Brian Nelson, Motor Racing Network. Ryan, as you look toward these next three races in this round, what have you identified as maybe your biggest challenge to get that passage on to the round of eight?
I think just being consistent. You know, we had a pretty good run at this track earlier this year. We've always run decent here. We haven't really led a lot of laps here, but we've kind of been running in like that fifth to eighth range here for the last year or so, and we did that in the first race here, and I think we ran eighth or something. But I think it's just trying to be consistent throughout the whole race. That's really important in these playoffs. And the reason why you want to be consistent is obviously the stage points, and you want to be able to get stage points in every round, or every stage, I should say, and then finish the race where you should up towards the front of the field. And the same thing goes at Talladega. You know, people focus on, you know, just not getting the big one, and that's a big part of it, but you got to get stage points at that place. You can't go to Talladega or these speedways and not get any stage points. That's a killer to your day. We did that a couple times. We didn't get any stage points at Richmond, and we finished 19th, and that was a brutal hit to the points that we were in. So, in the first round, so you really can't have that, and especially when you start moving on rounds and the field gets the championship field gets smaller and smaller, you got to get stage points and finish well. So, I think just being consistent is the biggest thing that we have to do, and obviously staying out of trouble. But.
Additional questions for Ryan? Well, Ryan, thanks for joining us this morning. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks.